spreading confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, just paint me a complete liar. I told you Dr. Gina was going to be with us today, and that was bad information on my part. But in her stead, the former White House Associate Press Secretary Hogan Gidley is back with us, and a longtime fan of Hogan and his work. Even when he was putting around with my favorite governor, Mr. Huckabee and crew. In fact, Hogan, I think we've got a lot of mutual friends. Charmaine Yost, you know, all the guys from the first Huckabee presidential run. I think we know all those people in common.
Absolutely. And soon to be second Huckabee to be governor of the state of
That's
Arkansas.
Right.
First female governor, Sarah Huckabee, someone I've known since she was 19. So longtime friends of yours and of theirs, and looking forward to the future. I do have to say and apologize to your audience. Going from Dr. Gina to Hogan Gidley, it's not good. I got to be honest. Your ratings are going to take a massive dip here. Let's be fair.
I will say that she's got you beat in the looks department, at least from my perspective. But that's a whole different thing. Hey, Hogan, last week there was an announcement made that you're going to roll your sleeves up and get involved in what I think is the most important thing that we have to settle before the elections of 2022, and that is election integrity. And as you know, Mike Lindell's launching his social media platform today. It's been under nonstop attack since they opened the gate this morning. There's a lot of people that are wanting to keep free speech and fair elections and all this stuff that we you know, heard so much about immediately following the 2020 election. They want to keep it all just the way it is. Why are you getting involved in this fight at this time?
Well, what you're basically saying is there are a vast number of people in this country who want to protect and save America and her future. And that's what we're working to do. Listen, there were so many immeasurable amounts of fraud, of irregularities, illegalities, different abuses, anomalies in the 2020 election. One of the things that I saw as being the most egregious was the complete rejection or, you know, ignoring of the United States Constitution, which clearly outlines states have the rights, their legislatures have the rights to set the manner in which they conduct elections. And you had rogue secretaries of state, you had election boards unelected to tell you, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change the way we've been voting in our states, respectively, for years, just with about 2 months to go. So everything's going to be upended, and it's going to be done this way for the first time ever. Oh, and by the way, it's going to be more flawless than it's ever been. Well, that's just stupid on its face. It's ignorant, and it ignores what was happening in this country. So what I want to do is go into each of these states, help them shepherd through legislation that protects the voters in this country. Because if you are a legal voter in this country and you cast a legal vote, that vote should be counted.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
And if one person in a state votes illegally and unlawfully, that negates your vote. That cannot happen in this country. And I'm going to work with a vast number of people across America to make sure that gets done.
I've been encouraged because I was so harping on this following the election night, and I kind of gathered and guessed that it was going to devolve into what it did, just kind of the utter mess that ensued. But when you saw, and I want to be very specific for help for my audience that may be a little skeptical about it. Friends, what we're talking about, and they'll say, well, why did the courts reject it and so forth? Well, okay, let's take a look at one issue. In several of the states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, you had those rogue governmental characters that Hogan just described that randomly and without the input of any person in the legislature, and certainly not the legislative bodies approving it, say that, for instance, signature verifications could be altered. How could they be altered? Going from a match of a signature that's on file to drawing an X or a straight line or anything resembling some sort of sputtering on the paper. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say that you're going to then incorporate a lot of different styles of cheating. And this was only one specific type of thing that happened in the state. So, Hogan, I know there's people listening that want to get involved. What's the name of your project and how can they lend their support to it?
Well, it is the Voter Protection Alliance. Again, as I said, every voter deserves protection. We need to make sure there are laws on the books to do that. It hasn't launched yet. It's coming up shortly. There was a story on Fox about it. I'm real excited. I'm getting everything together so that when we do launch, we're going to have an incredible website, places for people to go to check in on their own states, monitor the situation of bills across this country. And there'll be plenty of ways in which you can get involved and work to help secure elections in your home state, and also check on what other states are doing as well.
I know that this is going to be needed. I've personally, just in the area where we live, there have been numerous local CWA and other chapters that have reached out and said, Kev, we want to know how we can get involved in the election integrity fight, but there's nothing in our area, or there's nothing set up in our state. And, you know, so what you're doing is, I'm saying this very poorly, but what you're doing is that is filling a huge need for something that I think a lot of people have angst about and are willing to dedicate some time to. And I appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Absolutely. Anytime. Look, we have to make sure that this country, you know, is safe for future generations. We have to make sure there are laws in place that protect voters that cast legal votes. And that's what we're setting things up to make sure happens in the future.
It's going to be called the Voter Protection Alliance. And don't worry, friends, I will make sure that you have the information as it goes live and how you can get involved. The Voter Protection Alliance.
You'll have me back. You'll have me back on.
Of course, Hogan. And you won't even have to sub for Dr. Gina.
I'll have to bump Gina. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
All right. There's Hogan Gidley. Thank you, Hogan. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.